All right. Good morning, everyone. Great to see you this morning. My name is Joel Wells. I'm the lead pastor here at Harvest City Church, and we're just so grateful to have you with us this morning. If you're visiting with us today, if this is your first Sunday at Harvest City Church, you've picked a great Sunday to come. This is probably one of our most favorite Sundays of the year. As Andrew mentioned at the beginning, this is our 18th annual Global Impact Celebration. And this Sunday is sort of the finale of a great weekend that we've had so far. Yesterday night, we had an amazing time with our dessert night. And just hearing from our partners all weekend has been so inspirational. And one of the big parts that happens on our Sundays, we take up a big offering. That's what the stickers are there on the back of your chairs. And I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. But before we do that, I'm going to introduce to you our partners. We have partners locally, nationally, and internationally. And these are our friends. We bring our partners in every year to this celebration so that you can hear testimonies of what God is doing as we partner together in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. And so we have partners that are involved in all sorts of different things. I was just thinking last night, what an incredible group of partners we have. What a diversified group of partners that we have. And it's just so amazing. There's something for everyone. I think every partner, there will be different ones of you who go, I really resonate with what that person is doing. And that is just so neat. And so I'm just going to have you guys all come up onto the stage here. We don't have all our partners with us this weekend, but those that are here, would you just make your way up onto the stage, and I'm going to introduce them to you. So we could have the slide up on the screen that shows the partners that are not here. I'm going to just read those off to you. So you'll see we have Peter Kasarivu. He's in Uganda with Africa Renewal Ministries. Flo Sasser with Pacific Mission Outreach, working with Marshallese people. P.B. Thomas with Lifelinks India. Kea Emmanuel is with CabTel in Cameroon, translating the Bible into various languages in Cameroon. Ted Sarah is with One Book. That's the Canadian partner that works with CabTel. Then we have John and Rachel Chacko, who are ministering in northern India and some of the tribal areas of northern India. These are the partners that aren't here with us this weekend, but the ones on the stage obviously are the ones that are. And so I'm going to introduce them to you. First, we have Attila and Emily Chikani. I don't see Attila. We just have Emily. Well, we got the best one. We've got Emily Chikani. They're with Morningstar Ministries right here in our own city. We have Donna West with City Kids working in North Central and Regina. Alden and Kate Ludwig with Love Lives Here, or the Love Bus, also in North Central Regina. Then we have from Spokane, Washington, Moses and Cindy Latella with Numa Church, a church plant in the last few years in the Spokane, Washington area. Make sure I don't miss anybody. Anatoly Bile from our church. He's representing Lift Evangelistic Ministries. Then we have Francis and Adrienne Magwanya with Father's Heart Mobility Ministry, also from Uganda. And then we have Andre Fursa from Ukraine with us, doing an amazing work in Ukraine. And then last, we have Terrell and Bill Smith with Gospel Fire for All Nations, special guests with us this weekend. We're going to hear from Terrell in just a moment. Now, before you guys sit down, Harvest City Church, you know that in the weeks leading up to the Global Impact Celebration, we have what we call the wish list wall out there in our foyer. And what we tell our partners is that we want to bless them personally. And so we have been collecting money over the last number of weeks through the wish list wall. And so we have some money that we want to give you guys personally. But I'm looking at you now. This money cannot go towards your ministries. If you spend this money on your ministry, you will offend all of these people. Because we did not give this money for your ministries. We gave this money for you personally. And we want you to be blessed. We know that you've poured out a lot into what you do. And we want to bless you personally. So have a treat on Harvest City Church. Deal? All right. I'll let you guys take your seats now. We have a video update that I'm going to just share with you before I come back and explain the faith commitment offering. And this is from Flo Sasser, one of our ministry partners working with Marshallese people in the Pacific and also in the U.S. So let's have a look at that.
Evident in many Bible verses, the home has both a physical and spiritual meaning. With great anticipation, I look forward to the home Jesus is preparing for me. With equal excitement, I work with him to share his love and serve and mentor others, especially in the Marshallese community. There are no limits to the rooms God is preparing for those who come to a saving knowledge of Christ. Hebrews 3 and verse 4, "For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God." In the 60s, my husband Sam and I were called to partner with the Lord to share his gospel of love to the people of the Marshall Islands. After a historic revival beginning in 1964 and in succeeding generations, thousands of people are being sustained and growing in their faith. Preparing rooms in the home of my ministry over decades of time has included walking alongside people through their trials, loving them like family would, pointing them to Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith, and discipling and teaching them as a mother in Christ. This looks like a number of things. I encourage and mentor pastors and church leadership to unite their hearts in prayer for each other, their churches, families, and communities. I write, record teachings and videos that are shared on YouTube and Facebook in Marshallese and English. Discipleship materials in the Marshallese language are provided with notes printed and distributed to the community. My children, Renee, Terry, and Terry's wife, Amy, have adopted 19 children between them. 16 are from the Marshall Islands and 3 are from the Ukraine. As these beautiful children's grandma, I am privileged to love and help disciple them in the knowledge of Christ. One of the pastors I work closely with, Datsun Imakata, has a network of over 70 churches in the U.S. and has just completed another trip to the Marshalls. He has planted 2 churches on the island of Majuro and is renting a schoolroom for a 3rd in the district center. He has both a vision and a burden for a fresh revival to take place in the islands. As a church, your support through Pacific Mission Outreach provided $3,000 to assist him on these trips. Dear friends of Harvest City Church, together we have created rooms for thousands of islanders to come to Christ, be established in their faith, and continue to answer God's call to their generations to complete the Great Commission. Words fall short to thank you adequately for your generous and amazing support. God's richest blessings on you as you continue to partner with us and so many others in missions to make room for the millions coming to Christ in the outpouring of the Spirit we are all praying for.
One cool story is I have taken a couple trips to the Marshall Islands years ago, And there was a pastor there named Pastor Albert that we really connected with. In fact, I don't know if Ben Rivas is here this morning, but Ben was on one of those trips, and I remember him and Pastor Albert hanging out in the back of a van. And there was no seats, and they were just sitting in the back and chatting and laughing it up. And I haven't had anything to do with Pastor Albert in a long time, and I just discovered that Flo connected Albert with Moses Letella in Spokane because they're pastoring a Marshallese church in Spokane, and there's 10,000 Marshallese people in Spokane. And so there's been a real neat connection there with the Letellas as well. So God has a way of bridging things together, doesn't he? All right, we've come to that point of the weekend where we're going to take up our faith commitment offering. And so I just want to explain it to you. We have set a goal, a very ambitious goal, that's going to require us as a church to be extremely generous in order to hit it. We would like to raise $300,000 over the course of this next year, between now and our next Global Impact Celebration. That money will go and be distributed to our partners. If you want to see how the breakup is going to go, I think we have sheets out there in the foyer that will explain how the budget is going to look. But we've told our partners, if we can raise this much money, we'll give this much to you over the course of this year. Over the last 17 years, we've raised $4.1 million as a church for missions, which is truly amazing. And so the way we do it is today on this Sunday, we ask you to make a faith commitment as before God as to what you feel and what you believe God is asking you to give over the course of this year. You can give actually today, or you can do it as I do it and give monthly over the course of the year. It's up to you. But the commitment is between you and God as to what you're believing for this year. You know, if you've been a part of this church for any length of time, we don't come after you and say, you said you were going to give this. I have no idea what you commit. I don't want to know. The only people that know are our accounting staff, and they keep track, and only because halfway through the year, some of you are going to go, what did I say I was going to give again? And when you forget, they'll be able to tell you. But that's it. We don't come after you. The commitment we feel is between you and the Lord. And so it's up to you. So what we want you to do is you can go, you can scan that QR code there if you want to. You can go to harvestcity.ca and you'll see kind of two buttons there. There's Make Your Pledge, My Faith Commitment. That is what you're believing God for the course of this year. Put a number in there. Put an extra zero just for fun, okay? And then if you want to actually give something today, you can click Give Now, and that'll take you to our giving page where you can actually make your offering. If you're somebody who has regular giving set up for your faith commitment offering, it just comes out of your account every year, make sure that you still go, or every month, make sure that you still go on and click on the My Faith Commitment, because it's going towards our total, right? We want to make that total go higher. So any money that you're giving, planning to give, make sure you click on My Faith Commitment and put the amount in there. And so we would like you to do that now during the service. As the band is going to sing a song here for us in just a second, we'd like you to take the time and do it if you haven't yet. Because at the end of the service, if all goes well, I'm going to announce how much we were able to collect even today. And always over the coming weeks, we collect in a little bit more. People aren't here on this Sunday. But those of you that are watching online, you can go to harvestcity.ca and make your commitment there as well. Did I say all that I need to say, Jenny? Oh, yes. If you're old school and you're like, I don't know how to use a QR code or log on to a website, and you want to write it down on a piece of paper, my mother would probably like to do that this morning. If you've got an envelope that you received when you came in, it's the same thing. My Faith Commitment Offering, fill out what you believe in God for the year. If you're giving today, you can write that in there as well. If you would like an envelope and you didn't get one, you can put your hand in the air here, and one of our ushers will come and hand you one of those envelopes. And I think we're passing a bucket around today to collect those as well. Church, let me just say this to you. With inflation and things these days, if you're like me, you find your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to. Agreed? It's more challenging to give these days. It's more sacrificial. But I want to say this to you as well. The money that we give our partners doesn't go as far as it used to either because of inflation. And so I want to challenge you this morning to trust the Lord, to believe God that as you sow into the works of these ministries, God is going to bless you in return. I truly believe that God does that. The money that we're raising today, this doesn't go to turn on the lights at Harvest City Church. This, all the money that we raise goes out of the doors of Harvest City Church. It's all to bless the most vulnerable, to preach the gospel in areas of the world where the gospel hasn't really been preached very much. It goes towards so many different amazing projects. And so I feel a little bit more bolder to challenge you this morning to count for inflation even as you give, right? Bump it up a little from what you've done in years before, trusting that God is going to meet your needs and give you the grace to be able to do that. All right, are we ready? Jenny, you wanted to say a couple words before this song.
God woke me up at 3:30 and made me write this down, and so I'm going to try and get through without any tears. But this song we're about to sing was not a part of our plans at all until about a week and a half ago after a Wednesday night prayer meeting when Nicole actually sent it to me, and I had barely gotten through a minute of the song before I ran into Andrew's office and I was like, is there any way we can make this work? Because this song is our theme. This song is everything that we are trying to do this weekend. And every time I listen to it, I'm just in tears. And the words in this song say, welcome home. And they talk of us singing it until the lost can join in. And it reminded me of David in 1 Samuel with the Israelites. And when they came home from the battle victorious, and they were welcomed home by singing and dancing and people in the streets. And every lost and broken person that walks through our doors or walks through the ministries, they've overcome a battle just to be there. And they might walk in thinking they're going to face fear. They've been fear of facing judgment and shame. But what if they were welcomed in with us singing, welcome home? What if that was the welcome that they received? And we all have loved ones. We all have people that we are believing God for, that they're going to come and find their home in Him. And we can't make that choice for them, but we can go to war for them with praise as our weapon. And we're going to sing it long enough and loud enough so that when they do come home, they hear our hearts cry as they approach, and it's saying, welcome home. We've been singing and waiting for you. So I know this is a new song, but it's not really a new song because these are the words of God's heart. And so as you sing this today, I want you to sing it over the people that you know, the people in our city that need Jesus, the people represented in this in these nations today that we are believing they're going to come home. They're going to be welcomed home. Sing this song over them and believing that they're going to come running home for their ring and their robe, just like the prodigal. And if you're here this morning and you've just made that walk, then you were not here by accident. You have a divine appointment this morning, and we are singing your welcome right now.
So I believe the ushers are coming while we're singing this song at first. And so for the second half of the song, we're going to get you guys to join in. Well, this may be a song that the captives can't yet sing, but if we sing long enough, they might join in with us. And this might be a dance that's too heavy for their chains, but if we dance long enough, well, the prisons will open up. Hey! This may be a shout that's too fragile for their lungs, but if we shout long enough, all the walls might finally fall. And they may need some help to lift their hands up in the air, but we know that freedom's coming, so we'll sing it all the more. We're singing, oh, oh, oh. The redeemed now have a song, so sing it all day long, till the rest come running home. Shout it out forever. Can't wait till you make it here. We're singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, too daring of a prayer to pray out loud. But when you send those orphans home, we've been waiting all day long. But we're ringing a rosary's ready, we can see them coming now. Just like the prodigal, we're to meet them in the road. We're singing, oh, oh, oh. The redeemed now have a song. Sing it all day long, till the rest come running home. We're singing, oh, oh, oh. Broken, can you hear? Shout it out forever. Can't wait till you make it. Sing it out. He didn't leave you. He didn't leave you where he found you. Welcome home. Come on, it's our testimony. That's us as well. He didn't leave you where he found you. Welcome home. All right, this is what we're going to sing out. Come on, let it stir.
Awesome. Gonna have a seat. We get that pulpit brought up here. Oh, I'm already ahead of myself. Jenny, this is why you need to be doing this. Can't trust me with this kind of stuff. We have a video testimony from Kea Emanuel. And then we're going to have Cindy and Moses Latella come up and share a testimony with us as well. And then I'll introduce Terrell to you.
Hello, Harvest City Church. My name is Kea Emanuel, and I currently serve as the General Director of CAPTA. CAPTA is the Cameroon Association for Bible Translation and Literacy. And CAPTA has been serving in Cameroon now for about 36 years. And in these 36 years of service, we have been in partnership with more than 116 language communities in Cameroon. And with these 116 language communities, we facilitate language development, we facilitate Bible translation, we facilitate literacy, and we also facilitate the use of scriptures in the mother tongue. And it's really been a blessing that we can serve language communities and help them to find a home in Christ through mother tongue scriptures. And for me as an individual, I want to testify that 26 years ago, someone gave me an opportunity to know the Lord Jesus Christ. So I found home in the Lord Jesus 26 years ago because someone facilitated that process for me. And 21 years ago, CAPTA also gave me an opportunity to begin to create a home for others who can now read scriptures in their mother tongue, who can now access the Word of God and hear God speak to them in their mother tongue. And I want to be grateful to Harvest City Church for creating this opportunity for us to continue to serve individuals and language community. And for a specific testimony, I want to talk about Maxime, for whom a home room was created for him to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Maxime is a translator in the Bebi language of the East region, and he had not known the Lord. As he started translating the scripture, the same scripture that he was translating spoke to him, and he asked a lot of questions, and somebody helped him to find home in Jesus Christ. And when Maxime became a Christian, he realized that his marital situation was not a regular one. So Maxime went back to regularize his marital situation because he had found home in the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is kind of blessing that we see because of the partnership that we have with Harvest City Church. And we want to say thank you, Harvest City Church, for creating a home for us to serve language community. And may God bless you, and may God bless the celebration that you're having. Thank you very much.
Just over a year ago, after the power of God began to fall upon our living room spaces in our homes, and we began to see a generation empowered with the gifts of the Spirit, God spoke to us and said it's time to expand. And He arrested our hearts that He was taking us to the center of Spokane, to downtown Spokane. After looking at over 120 spaces and having many things fall through last minute, we were about a week and a half away from our advertised first Sunday service with no place to meet. And by faith, we just kept advertising location to be announced. And I thought, I was looking at parks. I was looking at everywhere. And then one day I was praying and the Lord said, I have been saving the best for last. I'm going to give you the best fruit. I'm going to position you uniquely in Spokane. And I opened up my browser and I found a space I'd never seen before. I'd looked at thousands and it just popped up. And it was a space in the flour mill. It's one of the oldest buildings in Spokane. It was restructured during 1974, the World Fair. And it's filled with shops and restaurants and new age shops, all kinds of stuff in there. And right at the top of this was this space that had just been hidden. Nobody was using it. It had beautiful windows. We could see the cityscape. And we walked in and the lady said, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm going to give this to you for half off. The Lord just spoke to me and said, I'm going to give this to you for half the normal price. We have literally the best view in Spokane. Spokane Falls cascades right below us. And the Lord gave us this space, and the way that he's been using it, he spoke to us and said, in the same way that the Ark of the Covenant was taken back to the city of Jerusalem, I'm calling you as a church to bring my presence towards the city. I'm calling you as a church to expand your living rooms and expand your hearts. And the things that have happened in this space have been just unbelievable. We have seen the power of prayer hit our congregation like I have never seen in my lifetime. We started a prayer meeting. We thought, let's see if we can pray for an hour. Very first meeting, 3 hours later, people are on their face before God, calling out to him, hungry, praying for the city that God has uniquely positioned us in. All around us, it's a perfect space for our discipleship school because God's called us to empower the next generation of leaders to tell a vibrant God story and step into their calling. It's got a perfect classroom space. We've seen prayer break out. We've seen the Holy Spirit do amazing things in this space. We've seen 21 days of prayer and awakening where God supernaturally fell on people who had never fasted before, and they gave up food for days and weeks and cried out to God. We were able to host the LifeLinks prayer summit, and we saw God come upon LifeLinks pastors and prayer warriors in powerful ways. And the thing about us is if you look to the south, you see the city. When you turn around, across the street is Spokane Arena. We're right next to the arena. And the Lord has begun to speak to our hearts. We're establishing an evangelistic net right now called Belong. And we're beginning to prepare to send out the evangelists into the city and to the broken and the hurting and the homeless right outside of our doorstep. And God has already told us someday you're going to see that arena filled. Someday you're going to see that arena filled and people are going to be running to the front, giving their lives to Jesus. I hear there's something like that going on around here. Amen. So we're praying for you that God's going to fill this stadium. Begin to pray for us that he's going to fill Spokane Arena. Amen? Amen. So Cindy's going to say a little more about that.
Yeah, we are so excited. We are beginning a campaign called God Loves Spokane. And we have several events in Spokane that draw thousands of people. We have an event called Bloomsday, which is actually happening here in a week. And about 60,000 people come to Spokane to run a 10K. It's a huge deal. We have Hoop Fest. It's the biggest 3-on-3 tournament in the world. And same thing, just tons of people come to Spokane for that. And March Madness, of course, because we are the home of Gonzaga University. They have games there. And so people come for that. And like Moses said, we're positioned right by the arena. They built another facility called The Hub. We're right by Riverfront Park. And we just feel like God has uniquely positioned us. So we just want to thank you so much for your financial support that helps us to even have the space that we have that's just right in the center of the city, right where we feel like God wants to use us to reach the city for him.
And I'll just add, every one of those events happens right outside our doorstep. They literally use our parking lot to have Hoop Fest. I think something like 100,000, 105,000 are expected for this next Hoop Fest. It's the largest in the world, and we are setting up strategies to evangelize in those events. So thank you so much for standing with us in that.
Hey, when you're ready to fill that stadium, I know a couple of evangelists, Moses. Well, I'm really excited today to have my friend Terrell Smith with us today to share the word of God. Terrell is the lady with the crazy faith to believe that God could fill Mosaic Stadium here in our own city and in our own province. And I
have gotten to know Terrell over the last 6 months or so, and just have really been inspired by her boldness. I say to Terrell many times, I think your greatest gift is that God has given you a gift of boldness to believe for great things. And I really wanted her to come this weekend so that you could meet her and hear her heart. But more important than that is I wanted her to come and leave an impartation for us today. I told Terrell, I don't want you to come and vision cast the stadium. We've already been doing that. But what I want you to come is impart to us what God has given to you. And I told you last week that we're going to have a response time at the end today. I don't know how it's all going to go, but I want you to prepare your hearts even as Terrell is speaking. I think if we have hungry hearts, hearts that say, God, what is the crazy faith that is within that woman, would you put it in me? That God would do that. And as we pray at the end for one another today, I'm believing that God is going to do something supernatural. More important than giving our money is when God gets a hold of us and we give our lives. And I believe that God wants to do something to stir and call us today. So let's welcome Terrell to the stage as she comes to share the word of God with us this morning. So great to have you here, Terrell.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for today. We want to thank you that this is the day that the Lord has made. God, I want to thank you for the Holy Spirit that's in this place. Lord, we yield to you. You are the sovereign God. The Spirit of the sovereign God is upon us because he's anointed us to bring the gospel to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to set the captives free. Lord, we bow to you, we honor you, and we ask you to magnify Jesus and set us on fire today. We love you, Lord. I love you. And I ask that you touch every heart here, love on them right now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we might have come in here one way, but we're leaving another. Any of you who are dry, you're going to get wet. Those of you who need fire, you're going to get that. If your face has been dry, the Lord will anoint you again. In Jesus' name. He makes our face shine. Amen. And he loves you. Look at your neighbor and say, God loves you. Jesus loves you. Amen. Amen. How many of you know that God is doing something special in this province? Do you hear that, God? That's for you. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Hallelujah. God's eyes are on us. Amen. And if I have a spirit of boldness, it's because I know something that you know, that with God, all things are possible. Say amen. Not small things, not some things, but all things. Amen? All things are possible. And every person in this room has a measure of faith. You didn't come in here lacking anything. Say amen. Amen. And God is going to use us. This entire Bible is written as a story of God and man. He loves us and he is faithful to all generations, including you. Your life is filled with purpose. And this whole world, this whole life, every breath is about putting our hands into the hands of the Almighty. God has been our dwelling place for all generations. Say amen. Amen. And he goes and prepares a place for us. That there is a going in the preparation of God. And there's a going in the preparation of you. And I felt that I'm to touch on something that God has shown. And it's such a privilege to share this. It says in Acts 2:17 that in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. He pours out his spirit on his male servants, his female servants, and he does nothing unless he tells his servants, the prophets, nothing. He gives us dreams and visions, and I didn't know that the dream that God gave me was for today. But I want to share it with you. And as soon as I had it, I called Joel. And I've been sitting on it. But a couple of months ago, as we've been preparing for what the Lord is building, I said, God, speak to me. Show me how you're looking at things right now. How are you looking at my life? Is what we're building in vain? How many of you know when God calls you, there's a space between the word and a space between the finish line? And right about here, in the middle, you check. Your eyes go up to heaven. I said, God, if you'll speak to me, you'll renew my faith. It says, out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of God's heart, his mouth speaks. Guess what? His word is an all-consuming fire because he's fire. And we need fire. And in this moment, I'm like, God, please speak to me. I'm in between. And I went to sleep that night. And I was sleeping at the Dolnys. They were away. They gave me their space so I could come and go. And that night, I had a dream. And there was this beautiful white house on the prairies. It was massive. And it was shaped like the letter L. It was all white and wood. I went inside and there was a man. And I could see his arm. And his sleeves were rolled up. And he was hammering a nail into the moldings of the window. And he looks at me, and I could see his arm was jacked and it was strong. And the sense of loyalty and masculine strength filled the place. And as I'm looking at him, he smiles. And his eyes are just filled with love. And he says to me, I'm building this for my wife. I knew she was on the property. And I looked at that home and I said, this is the most beautiful home, I'm saying it to myself. And I said, boy, I'd sure like to have a house like this. And he looks at me and I said, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for your wife. And his loyalty toward her permeates the air and his pleasure in his bride. And he looks at me and he smiles kind of teasing like. And I'm like, what? What's that? And I wake up. And I'm struggling my way toward my first cup of coffee in the Dolnys, trying to find the Keurig. And I'm puzzling and I'm walking. I still know the moment where I was. I was walking past the closet in the bedroom. And the Spirit says, I'm building this house for my bride in Regina. When God builds the house, we do not labor in vain. We lend our hands and our physical hands help God build an immortal kingdom. Say amen. God is with us, and he loves us, and this is where boldness comes from. Nothing can stop your God. And he calls us to things. And every discipleship in this world begins with the word come. 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 And our hearts answer, and we come. But every discipleship ends in the word go. Amen? And it is as loving a word and as powerful a word is the word come. And that word come goes out to other people. And your voice blends in with the voice of the Almighty. Come. 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 And it's the voice of many waters. And out of your belly flow rivers of living water, and your voice will blend with the Most High. Come, come, come. Amen? And God loves us, and he loves this world, and nothing can stand against you. And there are moments of fear that come to us all, and I can tell you today, Joel says, you're crazy, which really means you're awesome. That's Terrell translating for you, bro. But I want to tell you that fear and faith can live in the same breath. Say amen. Amen. You can be afraid and still win. Amen. You can still go afraid. Say amen. Amen. And I want to tell you what happens. Somebody said to me yesterday, you're so bold. Jesus is bold. And that spirit that's inside of us, it is a fire. And it's not like, excuse me, I'm fire. Do you mind if I burn here? He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. We simply go with him and we let him have his way. And when he comes to us and he says to us, I want you to go. We all have this moment of, oh, just saying. We all feel like this. Every evangelist, every disciple. But there's something, how many of you ever done something you're scared of? Yeah, thank you. All the rest of you are liars. But the moment you face the very thing that you're afraid of, what happens? Boom, you die. And whoop, you resurrect and you live. That the same spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwells in you and raises you. And he said over Lazarus to his sister, he who believes in me, though he dies, he will live. And you're going to live. And you're going to live not just in the come of God, but in the go of God. And God is going to set you on fire fresh today. Amen. I want to share with you a little story. Once I have a drink. Hallelujah. Bill and I, you know, we said, what's your favorite place in the house the other day? I changed my mind. This is it, right here. This is the transition place. I can go here. I can lay down on that bed. I can rest in God, and I can come. And then I can come here. And I can go through that door. And I can go. And I can go with God, and I can give him my hands. I can give him my heart. I can give him anything, and so can you. And as he's building a dwelling place, you're a dwelling place of God, but he is building dwelling places right in front of you. So when he tells you, go, he's going with you. He says, I will be with you. Amen? To the end of the age. Go, I will be with you. But then he's over here. And he's with the person. And he's saying, come. Amen? One day Bill said to me, sweetheart, I want to take you out for supper. To which I said, you get better looking every day. Go ahead, take a look. (Laughs) took me out to this restaurant in Tiny Tisdale. And we're sitting there, and there's this woman, young lady, and she's got tattoos all over her arms. To which I'm like, I like that one. A little born to be wild. And I look down, and I see some of these tattoos, and one of them has a compass on it. And I said, if out of the abundance of your heart your mouth can speak, what is your tattoo saying? And so I'm saying to her, what is this tattoo? And she said, my life is going in all these directions and da-da-da-da-da. And I look down when I need to kind of get centered. And Jesus says to me, don't you dare. I said, what do you mean? I mean, is this what you've asked me to do? So I'll talk about you. And he says, just wait. So we have supper, and my husband, being a good Christian, leaves a big fat tip. And I'm like, okay. So at the end of the night, I said, come sit down here, sweetheart. And she sits next to me, and I pray for her. And we go home, because I was an obedient daughter of God. And we go home. And for 3 days, I cannot get this girl out of my mind. On the third day, I'm spending time in the presence of the Lord for hours on my bed, resting in the Lord. Like what we had this bed here the other night, for those of you who don't know what I'm doing here. This imaginary bed. And I'm singing this song, you're a good, good father. You're a good, good father. And my soul begins to get filled with the revelation. I become saturated. You've been there. You've been on your bed. And if you're not saturated, I'm going to tell you today's your day. And I said, God, why can I not get this girl out of my head? And the Lord says to me, because you have the mind of Christ. And she's on my mind. And I said, okay, Lord. And I prayed for her. And I said, Lord, if you will lead me to her, I will share her with you now. And God just, that day, it's minus 30 out. I'm inside my house. I'm enjoying myself. But I said, if you put her on my path, I'll go. I end up going to pick up Sammy from school in minus 30. I'm out the door. And what do I see? She's carrying two little bags, minus 30, from the grocery store. She's freezing jugs of milk. I can hear it. I've got my station on. And the song Good, Good Father is playing in my van. I look over at her. I pull that van over. I said, hi, sweetheart. Do you remember me? Would you like a ride? She's like. She gets into the van. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. Within 2 seconds, tears are filling her eyes. And the Spirit is doing what he's always done. He's hovering over the darkness. He's hovering over the void. He's hovering over the deep. And I said, sweetheart, I can see something's happening, yes? And she says, yes. So let's go drop off those bags. You want to take a drive? She says, yes. So we drop off the bags. We take a little drive. And the Lord starts telling me about her life and how she had gone to Sunday school. And I just start telling her what the Lord is saying. And she starts weeping. And I said, you were young, because God is already there speaking to her, and he's speaking to me. And he starts telling her about her life. She's weeping. And I said, do you know what today is? And she nods her head. I said, it's your coming home day. Amen. She gives her life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Tears running down her eyes. But then something happens. I hear abortion, 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 abortion. And I'm like, no, no, God, no. She just gave her life to Christ. We're going to lose her. And I'm in this moment where I'm already crossing this threshold. And God's like, I'm preparing another place. You've got yours. And she needs her rest. For this reason, the Son of God was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And he's like, come, Terrell, come. I'm right here. I'm with her. And I'm right here with you. And I'm in my spirit. I'm on my knees. I'm like, God, I can't. I don't want to hurt her. What if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong? And God says, come. I'm here. I'm with you. I'm with her. Come. Okay. Okay. Sweetheart, if I'm wrong, will you forgive me? I feel like God has something to say to you. Is it okay? Will you forgive me in advance if I'm wrong? Is it okay? She said, yes. Go ahead. I said, sweetie, have you ever had an abortion? She begins to weep, hot tears, and she's crying. Her body is heaving in the presence of the Lord, and the Spirit is moving all over her. And I just put my hand in hers, and the word of Jesus Christ comes to her. And I said, the first time you said you were sorry, he forgave you. She didn't just come home. She came home to peace, the Prince of Peace. And there's these moments where we're just like, God, and we're scared, and we're at this door, and we're like, I don't know about this. This could all go sideways. I don't even know if I'm hearing you. And he's like, do it anyway. Choom, die up. Okay, that wasn't so bad. Her name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's worth it. It's worth it. Jesus died for them, and you can too. Amen. Amen. And he loves you. And he loves you. And there's nothing more wonderful than entering into a moment. And then the blessing of walking with Jesus to bring somebody here for all eternity is that you also become free. As you bring freedom to other people, Jesus will make you free. Amen? This is where boldness comes from. It's from a spirit who will not back down, who's not afraid to speak the truth, who lives inside of you, who already knows that everything's going to be okay. Amen? And then finding out the things that you are afraid of were not so bad. Why live under it? And I think that God, when he pours out his spirit, he pours. If I pour out this bottle of water, it is indiscriminate. It will go everywhere. It will get on the person you're talking to, and it's going to get all over you. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. He loves us. He is well able to save us to the uttermost. He is well able to save through us and with us. And he is well able to save a city. And I know my God well enough now to know this. He is well able to save my nation. Amen. And there comes moments where he bids us. And he says to us, enlarge the tent pegs of your tent. Enlarge the tent pegs of your dwelling. And when they would pull the cords, they don't hold back. They pull and they pull and they pull until that tent is tight, until there's enough room for the new babies. Amen? Amen. This is why he tells us to enlarge the tent pegs, to make room. Your hands do his work. Hallelujah. And you will find that the carpenter whose arms are jacked with power inside of you is able to do it. I was not asked to fill Mosaic Stadium. I face fears. I was asked to do it. The filling of it belongs to more than one person. It belongs to us all, and it belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is his power who must do the lifting. He is the one who receives the glory, whose builder and maker is God. No organization, no person. It is the power of our God, the sovereign God. He is the one who does the building. Amen? Hallelujah. We do the obeying. You do the calling, I'll do the following. Even if it's a little limpy, you'll still find me forward. I don't mind a little limpy. I felt too like the Lord wanted me to encourage you to prepare your minds for action. Sometimes we think about it where we think, oh, you know, people are just going to get saved if we pray enough. But I want to tell you what Matthew 9:37 says. It says this, that Jesus had compassion on them. He saw they were like sheep without a shepherd. How many of you know there's people all around this place that are like sheep without a shepherd, all over the city? And the heart of Jesus is moved in compassion. And so he turns around and he says, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send them into the harvest. Workers. And then the very next verse in Matthew 10:1 says this, and he sent them out. My friends, you have prayed, and God has heard your prayers. People are getting saved all over the city. Baptisms are happening all over this city, all over Saskatchewan. Nations of people have come here and are finding the Lord Jesus Christ. He is with us to save the lost. Amen? And I want to encourage you that as God sends us forward, the righteous are as bold as a lion. That means that there will be moments when you hear the word come to him and then you hear the word go. And there's always that. And it's normal. But you'll never feel more alive than when you give God your weakness. It's not always your strength that you need. It takes more boldness to stand naked before God and say, oh, I can't. And he's like, I can. Want to go together? I do. There are three things that you can take when you leave this world. A couple of them are already in your back pockets. When you leave this world, you're going to be able to take one, your worship. You're going to bring that to heaven. You're going to be able to take your obedience ahead of you. And the last thing you're going to be able to take is people. Amen? And I think I'd rather, don't even get mad, you worshipers. Don't get mad. I would still rather take people. You can tell me I'm a good mama, but when you bring my babies to heaven, amen, that's my friend. And we must have an understanding of what the Lord treasures. He treasures us and every soul that is outside of this place. People are falling into churches and getting saved. Imagine what would happen if we cast a net outside of this place. Amen. God says, go into all the world. Sometimes for Joel and I, that might look like Africa, Zambia, Tanzania. Sometimes it looks like going to another country. But my friends, sometimes it looks like there's the threshold. Whoop. across the street. We can go across the street. And I want you to know, when I came to this church, I was looking at all these buildings and my heart got lit. And I was thinking, I want to go in there. Listen, I want to tell you something. If you want to go to Harvard and you apply to go to Harvard, you don't need to be afraid if you're going to get into Harvard or not. If you don't get in, you've already spent your whole life not being in Harvard. I think you can get used to it. When you share Jesus Christ, if they don't come to Christ, they already weren't with Christ. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Amen. That's boldness. You have everything to gain. The only thing you have to lose is your fear. Look how happy I am. I want to tell you a quick other story. One day I had a dream. And in the dream, I was in a kitchen. I'm winded from all that hopping around. That's why evangelists need to exercise. But I had a dream. You can hear my husband laughing. It's the best. But I, stop it. But I had a dream, and I was in this kitchen, and there were some people there, and the Lord highlighted what their sin was. I'm not going to tell you what it was. But he was very specific on what this sin was. And I said, well, in the dream, I can't talk to them. This is their house. And poof, I wake up. And I'm like, what was that? That day I go down, I'm mentoring somebody, and we're going to meet at Starbucks at the mall. We go into this store. And this girl's kind of following us around who works there. And she says to me, I said, don't mind us. We're just talking about our Father. And he speaks to us the same, just like your dad speaks to you. Our Father speaks to us. I know it might be a little weird. And she says to me, oh, no, I'm a Christian. And the Holy Spirit says, no, she's not. And she lists this other religion. And she starts to share about her life. And doesn't she highlight the very thing that God showed me in the dream? And I heard the Spirit, and he says to me this, Terrell, I showed you what I was doing so that when you came up to the moment, you'd know that you need to share in her house. I'm making a new dwelling place today. I'm going to make her my dwelling place, and I'm going to make a place for her with me. I began to speak to her about what the Lord said to me. She gave her life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and she got free. Amen. The Lord goes with us. And I want to encourage you that life and death are in the power of your tongue. If your wonderful story of amazing grace that came to you, the good news that came to you that moment you got saved, if the good news doesn't leave your mouth, it's not good news. It's just good thoughts. Good news is what happens every time Jesus is with us and the word of the Lord is released. When we preach good news happens. Amen? People get saved. It's the power of God, not yours. You have words. He's got power. Whoo! Goes into a person and saves the soul. Amen? And I want to tell you today that that same Spirit is here and ready for you. How many of you prayed for North Central? Y'all? One of the biggest revelations I had from the Lord recently was that when God spoke to us to move into Mosaic as a province, somebody told me a little bit about North Central, and I went, it's fine to be like, as long as you don't stay and keep walking. You can stumble forward. And I was like, God spoke to me and he said to me, Terrell, it is an audacious thing to ask me as the Almighty for stuff, to ask me to move and then not to steward and take responsibility for what I'm about to do. He said, I want you to invite all of North Central. I said, I don't know how that's going to go. I've heard stories. He's like, I know how it's going to go. Boldness is this. It is dying in the name of Jesus Christ and finding the wind of God lifts you up. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to experience resurrection life? Die. He will raise you. You will die and you will live. And then you'll live and the power of God will bless the earth through your life. Amen. You are a blessed people. And I feel like God is saying today, for some of you, you're here and you don't even know Jesus. And you're hearing these stories of forgiveness. You're hearing the stories of what it means to come home. We have peace because we came home. We have peace because Jesus died on the cross for every single one of our sins. And he's washed us clean and he's made us new. And if you're that person today and you came here and you're like, I have stuff. And maybe you're walking with God right now. I'm going to get to the Holy Spirit in a minute. But maybe even as a Christian, you're here and you need the good news again to come to your soul because you're in stuff. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. But that blood, the blood of Jesus was shed for us all. And we all need to come sometimes again and again underneath this cleansing flow. Though your sins be as scarlet today, you'll be made white as new, white as snow. Amen. He loves you. If I were to die for my son, I can tell you this. I don't have to say, oh, I had to die for you. I would count it my greatest honor to die for my son. And God has died for you. Amen. Just let that sink in. He counted a privilege to die for you. I had children so I could have them with me for my whole life. But when God had you, he had you to enjoy you for his whole life. And that's eternity. You were made for eternity. I want you all to close your eyes. If you're here and today's your day of salvation, you will be among your brothers and sisters. You will not just get saved into eternity and saved unto God. You will get saved into an eternal family and you will never be alone again. And Jesus will fill you and he will come in and he stands at the door of your heart and he knocks. And if you want to give your heart to the Lord, I want you to lift your hand right now. Right now. Don't wait. Lift your hand. Yes, I see your hand. I see your hand. Thank you. Lift your hand now. I see your hand. I see your hand. Your hand. Yes, and your hand and your hand. Jesus loves you and I bless you. Angels are rejoicing. Lift your hand if you want Jesus. If you want to be clean, you want to be safe for all eternity, lift your hand now. Thank you. I see your hand. Don't hesitate. I see your hand. Thank you. Jesus loves you. I'm going to give one more call. Listen, this moment will pass. Don't let it pass. There are two great weights in this world. One is the weight of sin, and God will lift it. but the other is regret, and that you must lift. Don't miss the moment. Lift your hand now. I see your hand. Thank you. And yours? Thank you. Jesus loves you. Good job. Good job. You're not alone. The Spirit is with you, and we're with you. And I see your hands over there too. Amen. Jesus loves you. And we love you. And we say welcome. Everybody say welcome. Welcome. Now let's pray with them together as a family. Repeat after me. If you've raised your hand, pray with me now. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. Pray it loud. I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I let you forgive me now. Come into my heart. Make me your child. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I give you my life. Now, if you prayed that prayer, you just got born again. And I want, Joel, could you just stand up, please? This is my very good friend, my very good brother, Joel. And I want, just wave. If you're new here and you gave your life to the Lord, I want you to visit my friend. Amen. Now, listen, I want to get back to the Holy Spirit, but I had to touch on that. I felt it. Amen. Angels are rejoicing. Guys, I want to tell you something. If you came, you raised your hand, I want to tell you something. There is something you can't see right now. There is a party in heaven, and angels are celebrating over you. You are saved forever. And God loves you, and you're in his family. Amen? And we welcome and celebrate with you. Amen. Now, I want to come back quickly to the Holy Spirit. Boldness is not for a select few. The Holy Spirit is for all. And in the upper room, it says this. That when the Spirit was poured out, there was a wind. And if wind went through this place, you'd all feel it. Amen? And there was a fire on every head. And there comes moments where we go from praying to saying. And there comes a fire from heaven, and God wants to set you on fire again. And if you want that, oh, I heard the Holy Spirit. He said this to me. He said that in Acts 4:29, you see them get baptized again. And the place where they were was shaken. The Spirit will shake everything that's shaken. But when he comes on us, he makes us unshakable. Say amen. I want to call the worship team up. Come up. Come up. And today is a day where the Holy Spirit is going to pour out, where we're going to give ourselves fresh, because we know that God is moving in this season. And he says, ask for rain in the time of rain. And we harvest in the time of harvest. Amen? Amen. I'd like you all to stand to your feet. Go ahead and begin. There's nothing as rejuvenating to a family as new babies. Say amen. And you're going to be a part of building, stretching forth your tent pegs under the power of a person, the Holy Spirit, the one we all love. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And if this is what you want, I want you to right now put your hands out. Put your hands out. I'm going to pray for you all. Go ahead and play. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Focus on the Lord. Just look at the Lord for a moment. Jesus stands at the door of our hearts and he knocks and he asks to come in. But when he speaks of the Holy Spirit, he says to us, I want you to ask, I want you to seek, and I want you to knock to come into all of me. It is an intimate thing to hear the voice of God and to feel the fire of the Holy Spirit. To take you out, to go with you, to bring in his greatest possession, children. He favors you and he loves you. And he wants you to come into all of him. And I want you today to take a step that just as we go through this threshold, and we cross to go into the world. I want you to cross. I want you to come forward and show God where you're like, you know what? I want to come into all of you so I can go out into all of them. It's a new day. And this is not for a select few. And the Spirit is here because he loves you. And he's going to make you a bold witness for himself. And if you feel like he's pulling you, come now. You come to the front and you show heaven. I'm available. I'm coming. That's right. Keep coming. You come and you surrender your life. Even though you die, you'll live. The Holy Spirit will set you on fire. There's nothing he wants more. You come, you yield to your God. And the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord will be upon you. In the name of Jesus. Don't worry about finding space. Just get in there. That's right. Our God is with us. Our God is with us. He loves us. And he loves to give us power. He loves to give us courage. And he loves to work with you. Spirit, you are doing the stirring. We acknowledge your nearness. Holy Spirit, you're marking hearts.
In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, pour out now. In the name of Jesus, right now, put your hand on the person next to you. Put your hand on the person next to you all over this room. He's about to move. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, every person here who wants you, they've given themselves to you. Loose your power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Loose your boldness and your love, your undefeatable love, your oil. Let oil come. Let oil go right now into all the soul, into all the mind, into their body. Let fire begin to tickle from the bellies up. Out of their bellies, Lord, water. Say, God, mark me now. Set me on fire. Just let him fill you now. Fill, 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 fill in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are a fire. You don't ask for permission to burn, you burn. Burn. Bless them with the burning power of the Holy Spirit. Bless them with the burning power of your presence, Lord. That what burns your soul burns their soul. In Jesus' name, loose the Holy Spirit. We welcome you now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I feel like there's some people here where you don't speak in tongues, it doesn't make you more saved. It does not. But you've cried in your heart to the Lord and you said, I want that. And it's a language only you and God will speak. Lord, let it bubble up now. Let it bubble up now. You've heard them, God. You've seen their hunger. Let it bubble up. Let the waters bubble up and refresh them to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus.
Mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for how you're stirring your people. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Lord, let a boldness come upon this house, oh God. Let a boldness come upon the people of God this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, would there be the sending of the Holy Spirit that would come upon your people this morning? Send us into your harvest, oh God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit this morning. Fill us with your boldness this morning. Take our weakness, oh God, and exchange it for your strength, oh God. Oh, fill our mouths with your words, oh God. Let the good news of the gospel come out of our mouths, oh God. In Jesus' name, would you send us, oh God? Would you send us, oh God? Lord, let there be an impartation. Lord, we've heard an evangelist speak this morning. Lord, let your heart for the broken be our hearts this morning. Would you get on the inside of us today, oh God? Would you do something? Lord, that we would look back at a year from now and say, something happened there. This church changed. There was a new boldness that came. There was a heart to go that came upon us. There was a courage that came upon us. Lord, stir up the evangelists in this house, oh God. Let there be an impartation of the gift of evangelism in this house. Let the lion roar today in the people of God. Let the evangelists begin to roar today in the name of Jesus. Let the muzzle come off the people of God today. Lord, let a sound come out of this house. Let the preachers of good news go into the highways and the byways this morning. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let there be an impartation of evangelistic grace and anointing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We've got to get our kids from Sunday school. But if you want to stay and just spend some time at the altar, you don't feel like the Lord is done with you, stay. We raised, I think, about $280,000 this morning. Praise the Lord for that. We'll get the rest in the coming weeks. Thank you, Terrell. I think you're supposed to sing us out. But don't leave. If God is doing something in your heart, take your time. Bless you, church.
sovereign. Praise because you reign. Praise because you rose and defeated the grave. Oh, praise because you're faithful. Praise because you're true. Praise because there's nobody greater than you. Oh, praise because you're sovereign. Praise because you reign. Praise because you rose and defeated the grave. Oh, praise because you're faithful.
Well, that brings us to the end of our time together. We hope that you found insight and had moments that spoke to you right where you needed it. Before you go, share the love and post this inspiring video to your page. Who knows how many lives could be impacted by it? And if you aren't already, like, follow, and turn on your social media notifications to keep up to date on all the exciting things happening at our church. Here at Harvest City, we're all about connecting with our community and celebrating those big moments. Like if you've recently decided to fully dedicate your life to Jesus. We'll be your cheerleaders and help you take those first steps. And if you're going through a tough season, let us know how we can help you. Plus, we've got tons of programs for kids, youth, and adults if you're looking for a new community to be part of. To send us a message or check out more about HCC, head over to our website, harvestcity.ca. To all of our financial partners, thank you for investing into the kingdom of God. Your generosity allows us to keep doing what we're called to do and reach even more people. If you're interested in contributing, please visit harvestcity.ca/giving for more info. Thanks for being here. Keep living your call, and we'll catch you again soon.